items that you're not going to wear. But on top of that, you're wasting money. And, you know, the whole thing with my blog is just trying to make sure I'm getting items that are within my budget, and not wasting that, you know, precious real estate in my closet. Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog Mix It Up With Curves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Today's topic is summer items that you won't regret buying. So this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Summer Items You Won't Regret Buying. I don't even know why I repeat it, because usually the same name. Anyway, so summer is at its tail end, and you know, every season I feel like has kind of a cycle where you start off strong and you're excited and, oh my gosh, it's a new season and everything that comes out. And after a while, because we have short attention spans, we're kind of over it. So I feel like we're at that point where, you know, it's like you are kind of done with summer, but there are some cute things out there. So it's tempting to want to buy a ton of things because they're on sale. So I created a post where I talk about just kind of what I do and what I think you should get and what I think you should just not even, you know, don't worry about it. Okay. I would say it was about a year ago that I started to really pay attention to what I'm buying and what are the things that I end up just getting rid of eventually. So if you go to episode 1, I talk about how to avoid buying clothes you're not going to wear. I think that's the title. Anyway, that's the topic. So what I've been doing since then is just trying to stop from doing those impulse purchases, because then you end up with a bunch of items that you're not going to wear. But on top of that, you're wasting money. And, you know, the whole thing with my blog is just trying to make sure I'm getting items that are within my budget, and not wasting that, you know, precious real estate in my closet. And then just trying to kind of streamline the way I get dressed and the outfits I put together. So what I do every summer, just after, you know, I work a little bit of summer school, and then I have about like a month or so, about a few weeks where I, you know, don't have something other than graduate school right now, but I have some time to just go through my clothes and then just look at what I want to continue to own and what I want to sell on Poshmark, and then what do I want to donate. And since I've been doing that, I've noticed there are items that for sure I'm like, okay, I need to stop buying. But there's also items that I end up keeping every summer. And if they're new purchases, I notice that if I get rid of one item, that I replace it with one of these types of items. So this blog post is going to round up those items so that you can get an idea of what are some things that are worth spending your money, even if it's reduced price, if it's on sale, and what are the things that you're just like, you know what, forget it, don't buy it, because it's not worth your time. Hey, Don't Mix In listeners, just wanted to remind you that you can now shop my Instagram posts right on the mixitupwithcurves.com website. So you just head over to the blog and then you go to shop my Instagram, and you'll see all the outfits that I have on my Instagram feed right there. You just click and then you can go ahead and shop. If you head over to the blog post, you're going to see three items that I feature that are the ones that I've noticed that I, you know, keep. They stick around even after the summer, and I've been keeping them or replacing them each season. The first thing that I notice that I keep is a basic white dress. So I had a basic white dress that I got about a year ago, a couple years ago, from Old Navy. And I got another one recently. This one is on the blog. It's from Who What Wear. And it's you know, I wasn't sure about the dress at first when I put it on. I'm like, I don't know, because it's kind of flowy, but it does have a fabric belt so that I can, you know, cinch it at the waist. But I feel like a basic white dress is something that you're going to want to keep and you're going to want to have every summer. Just looks really crisp, especially if it fits well. And there's also some lining under it, so it's not see-through. So what I was trying to say is, or what I started to say was, I did recently get rid of one of my white dresses, but that's because I got this one first, this new one. And then I said, okay, I'm good too, because it occupies the same role. So it's also off the shoulder. But I love this dress. You'll see it a few times on my feed. It has the buttons all the way down. And so you can kind of adjust. I was trying to do a little slit action, do a little sassiness. So I think someone asked me, they're like, can you button it? I go, yeah, you can button it. I was just being dramatic when I did that. So anyway, you can see that on the blog post on mixedwithcurves.com. And I feel like that is one of the essentials for summer. Just a really nice basic dress with the right fit and also some lining on it. I have this thing with white dresses that I'm talking about quite a bit on Instagram that I'm always worried I'm going to get them dirty. And this dress, it's so funny, I got it dirty. I don't even know with what, but I always get something on my clothes. So I have to have a Tide pin with me when I wear them. The next thing I think that you want to hang on to is a smocked midi dress. So I have a picture of a dress from Who What Wear. It's smocked and it's this cute kind of animal print, but it doesn't look like animal print until you kind of look at it more closely. So I feel like a smocked dress is just really comfortable. And what I like too is that, you know, if the smocking is at the waist, then it just brings the dress in at the waist and it's stretchy. So you just throw it on, no zippers. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I hate like having to like have someone help me zip something up. I like to just even try to pull on dresses that are zippered. I know it's kind of like lazy, but whatever. So don't judge me. Anyway, so I think a smocked dress is something that's really easy to get on, to wear, and I tend to hang on to those. I have one that I got from Who What Wear last year that is linked on the blog post that I still wear, and it was a blue and white striped one that was in my Instagram feed quite a bit as well. The last thing I think you want to hang on to are linen pieces. So now, disclaimer though, you got to make sure that it fits well. All of these things have to fit well, but especially with linen pieces, because typically they're not going to have stretch in them. And for us girls with curves, it's hard then, because then you feel a little bit constrained, or it can have some gaping and things like that. I have this linen vest from Who What Wear that is in the blog post. It's belted, and I think I talk about and on Instagram, and I don't know if I've talked about it here, but I used to belt everything. I was out of control for a while a couple years ago. I was like belting tops and whatever. Just anyway, I got over that, but this one has a belt on it, so it's already doing it for me. I feel like a nice linen piece, like a top or a dress, and then you add something with a little less structure, something looser fitting like a skirt, you know, looks great. And this one in particular, I feel like it's just something that I will hang on for a long time, because it's black, so it's a classic, color, but also the fit with the belt and then the buttons down the front. I feel like this can work great for work or for weekend, just by the way you style it. I styled it with some jeans, and then I had some little sling back heels from Who What Wear as well that are some animal print and ready to go. So anyway, these are the three pieces that I feel like you want to hang on to, that I feel like are worth buying when they're on sale, because they also can, you know, kind of work for the tail end of summer, but you'll more than likely want to use them and wear them next summer. So first thing was the basic white dress, making sure that quality is there and that the fit is right, and also the lining so that it's not see-through. And then a smocked midi dress is the second thing. So those always work. You can style this in different ways, with a denim jacket or on its own. And then lastly, those linen pieces, just making sure the fit is really good, because you're more than likely not going to have much stretch in those items. Do you want to hear more? Go ahead and head over to mixedwithcurves.com, where you're going to see this blog post. It's the summer items that I think are worth buying. And in it, you're going to see the three items I talk about and how they're styled. Also, like I just said, if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and share the podcast. I am on Instagram. My handle is mixedwithcurves. So you can go ahead and share it so I know you're listening. And also tag me. If you want to also go ahead and check out my Patreon, you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. And if you haven't already, go ahead and sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter. This is where I put all the links of items that I just found or I tried on
and styling tips, and it goes right to your email inbox. So it's basically like I'm doing the shopping for you, and it's usually bi-weekly. So I don't blow up your email inbox, but when I come out with the newsletter, it's pretty good. Okay. All right. And also, go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com because you can shop my Instagram feed now. So it's on the blog, it's its own page. You just click on there and I'll have pretty much everything that I have in the feed is linked there. And if it hasn't been linked yet, once it is out online, I go and update the post on mixedupwithcurves.com so you can get that right there. All right, I think that's it. So remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.